All right, welcome back to Rise Up Weekly. Joining us now, the second best bald head in the building, our fantasy football guru, Robbie Rosenhaus. Thanks so much for being here, buddy.
Absolutely, anytime.
That's right. Now, it's time for the fantasy drafts. Do you have some specific things? What are some do's and don'ts as these drafts start to take place?
Well, first we'll get to the do's, and the number one thing you want to have at your draft is an NFL schedule. You don't want to have two-thirds of your team on a bye week, so you don't want to be drafting guys that all have the same bye week, because you'll be there in week 7 or 8, and you'll be looking for these guys off the waiver wire. Yeah, you always want to have depth charts also, because if you draft that elite running back like a LeSean McCoy, you want to be able to handcuff it and get his backup and make sure that, you know, you have that that safe haven, that guy, if, you know, if McCoy goes down.
Exactly.
And the most important thing is you need to know your scoring system, because if you don't know your scoring system, then you're not going to be able to get maximum points. So there are different leagues, standard leagues and points per reception leagues. Points per reception leagues, you want to bump up guys that catch a lot of balls, obviously wide receivers, but also running backs that catch balls like Darren Sproles, Reggie Bush, guys like that, even Danny Woodhead. So those are some do's. And, of course, do mock drafts. Practice makes perfect. There's a ton of sites out there that you can do mock drafts on the Internet. Just Google mock drafts, and you'll be able to practice. So
I'm taking my notes. All right, so I have the things to do.
Right.
What about the things not to do, ever?
Okay, well, here you don't want to overvalue rookies. Last year, a guy like Tavon Austin went high in the draft, didn't really have that much of an impact. There were some rookies, however, last year that did have an impact, like Eddie Lacy or Keenan Allen, but those are guys that were found later in the draft. You don't want to draft these guys too high. Don't be afraid to take a defense early. Again, back to the scoring system. If defenses score a lot of points in your league, don't be afraid to take a Seattle or a San Francisco to get those maximum points. Don't take a kicker till the last round because, again, I understand, you know, kickers have their place in football, but you don't want to take one till the last round. The difference between the first kicker and the 10th kicker is negligible when it comes to the end of the season. And most importantly, don't take players just because they're on your favorite team. Falcon fans, I know you want to draft guys like Matt Ryan, but if there's an Aaron Rodgers or a Peyton Manning out there, draft those guys ahead of him. I know, you know, Matt Ryan's going to be a great fantasy quarterback this year, but I don't think he's going to be as good as a Manning or a Rodgers. So there are some.
Listen to everything he said except that last name. You go, Matt.
Thank you so much, Robbie. It's
absolutely
always good being
with
you.
Get him security for the way out, please.
Exactly. It's all good. Okay. Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, is a big believer in giving back. And tonight, we introduce you to one of his foundation's most visible projects, West Side Works. J.P. Peterson met the people behind the program and saw how it's transforming lives.
These are the mean streets of Vine City, English Avenue, and Castleberry Hills, boulevards of many broken dreams. But now a $1.2 billion iconic stadium rises here. Falcons owner Arthur Blank's dream is for the folks that live here to prosper here, providing well-paying jobs building this stadium. The challenge? Training an unskilled workforce.
We made a promise to folks, and we're trying to keep that promise, that if you want to work, we're going to create a pipeline for you into a possible stadium-related job.
Well, here is where hope meets opportunity and where hard work leads to a new life. It's called Westside Works, a workforce development center that is truly transforming lives.
I'm a walking testimony. Y'all gave me another life, and I'm happy.
When I first came out, I was just like, whoa, I was in awe of it.
Billy Freeman grew up in these streets and is living proof of what's possible here. He now owns his own concrete company, and he's putting Westside Works graduates to work on the stadium.
It's so different, though. Excuse me, I get kind of emotional, but it is so important to me, the work that is going on at not just with the stadium. This stadium is only a doorway, and the stadium is only the beginning, but you're talking about changing lives.
Dave Moody owns another construction company working on the stadium, and he says Westside Works is one of the rare programs that actually works.
Arthur's dream is becoming a reality, which is helping people who normally wouldn't get the opportunity. This Westside Work is fantastic, but the people that are coming through here are the ones who are going to benefit the most because they're getting trained, job opportunities, but Arthur is also providing hope for people who didn't have hope.
They have a slogan around here, Westside really works. And one of the reasons this program is working so well is because all of the hands-on experience they get. Here at Westside Works, they have all the tools here. So when they interview with employers, when they go out to work on the stadium, they're already job ready.
And I have the opportunity to put people to work. I have great guys who can really get the guys going in specifically what they're doing. But the people I've gotten out of Westside Works are hit the ground running. And that is so different than what you normally get.
What's amazing right now is we have a 100% placement rate. Every person who's come through our program, we had 14 in group one, all 14 got jobs. We had 13 in group two, and all 13 will get jobs later today. So we're 27 for 27. Right now we're running one class. We're looking at, you know, perhaps running two or three classes at the same time just so we can take more people.
Next week, we will meet some of the graduates and hear their emotional, life-transforming stories. Kamara's story will bring you to tears.
You ever run into Arthur, tell him this is the best thing he has ever done for the entire world outside of the Falcons?
I think he just heard that.
That's fantastic.
You'll want to catch the rest of the story next week. JP told us that he heard some powerful stories about how Westside Works is literally making dreams become a reality.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm tearing up right now. But coming up next, did Roddy White rock it or dumb jock it? Our fashion blogger joins us to take a look at some of the Falcons' fashion choices.
He's going to try to pull a fast one on the fans. Wait until you see what our funny man Shane Westerhold did this time.
Uh-oh.
Get it, Shane.
I'm Harry Douglas, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, and I was challenged by Matt Ryan to pour a bucket of ice water on my head to strike out ALS. Now, these are the three people that I am challenging. LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James.